Despite receiving some rain or snow recently, most areas still are very dry below the surface. Today, I'll suggest some ways you can limit the forage problems drought can cause.
A good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Joining us, University of Nebraska-Lincoln Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Drought is likely to be a problem again this summer, at least somewhere. Because hay is expensive and pasture short, we need to consider ways to minimize damages if we receive less than average rainfall. Fortunately, early spring is a time you can take action that can minimize some of drought's problems. For starters, prepare a strategy for using any remaining hay. One of the better options is to feed hay a bit longer this spring before turning cows out to permanent pasture. I know this action is exactly opposite of my usual recommendation to graze more and feed less hay. But allowing pastures to accumulate a bit more growth before grazing begins will provide more total grazable forage if drought prevents much regrowth later on. Leftover hay also can be used later during the grazing season to give pastures more time to recover between grazings. Another strategy is planting annual forages for pasture or hay. Oats planted now or summer annual grasses like sedan grass, sorghum sedan hybrids, and pearl millet are excellent choices. Wait until soils are good and warm before planting these summer grasses, though. Late May or early June usually is best. So reserve some ground now for these drought insurance grasses before you plant everything to corn, beans, and other crops. And don't forget about possibly planting these grasses or even some fall cover crop forages into wheat stubble as a double crop after harvest. If the rains don't come, planning and acting now to reduce potential forage losses from drought will pay big dividends.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.